Blog Talk Radio.
Open up their eyes to see what's taking place,
around about you and how everything has just changed. It's like an hourglass. Everything's just been turned upside down. Oh, my God. The devil knows he's running out of time. And he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. You know, the devil don't love nobody. The word says in John 10:10 that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy our lives. And also the Bible says in Psalms 9:7 that a nation that forgets God shall be cast into hell. I know people want to do away with hell, but Lord knows hell is real. Who's killing? Who's stealing? Who's destroying people's lives? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's just so much. Just so much. And then even I was listening to yesterday also that there was a young man, a postal man that used to be in the military. He was walking, carrying mail, and it was just so hot outside. Oh, my God. He passed out and he died. Oh, my God. Come on, y'all. It's a lot going on. Oh, it's a lot going on. So much to pray for. Oh, my God. And then the young men's, I think, the Titanic, you know, this submarine or something went down, and one was a father and a son in there. You know, along with other men. And I'm telling you, oh, it's a praying time, y'all. It's a praying time. It's a time like never before that we need to be getting our focus back. It's so important to know in whom you believe and who you trust in this last hour. My Lord, so many falling by the wayside. Ask the Lord to help you to stand. I'm asking him to help me to stand each and every day. You know, it's just so much I could just say. I'm telling you. But anyway, just want to make a difference here at the Ready Church. As I say from week to week, I'm not no pastor. I'm not no preacher. But I love God. And I want to share the good news, the gospel of the good news with you on today. And it's not about tradition of man. You know, it's about relationship with Christ, knowing who you believe. You know, I hear some say, you know, you don't always feel the same way. It ain't about how you feel, but it's about in whom you believe, because your feeling changes from day to day. You might not even feel like you're saved, or you might not even feel like you want to believe today, but you stick to the word of God, it's right anyway. Because the word won't change. It won't be about your feeling. It'll be about the gospel, the good news. The good news of Jesus Christ. It's the good news, y'all. It's still good news to everyone that will hear, everyone that will believe. Everyone that will receive this good news will change your life. You'll be like, oh, my God, I wish I'd given my life to the Lord even sooner. Oh, my God, it's just so much. So much we can talk about. So much we can just want to share with you today. We're coming from Psalms right now. We'll start here, Psalms. I'll let you know what's going on in you know, what's going on around about us, y'all. You got to know in whom you believe. Trust the word of God. Stick to the word of God. It's not about all this tradition you see today. These pastors with these Dagon hats on, the fish hat, and this mitre ring, and, you know, the robes and the cane. It's not about tradition and rituals and rings and all that stuff. Is about your soul. Where will you spend eternity? Oh, my God. This is not the end, honey. No. After this judgment, y'all. Judgment. We're going to give an account. Oh, yes. But, you know, with this new world order and everything, you know, everything changed now, taking prayer out, taking the commandments out, and oh, just get rid of Christ and powerless church. No power, no prayer, no power. Little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. But when you take God out of everything, everything, don't want Christ in nothing. The Bible says in Psalms, let's go to Psalms. Let's go to Psalms 9 right quick. Y'all, we can have a foundation now. See, that's what it is. Or this week I was reading also that there's they're trying to rewrite the book of Genesis. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The devil is working, y'all. He's working quick and he's working fast. He's trying to take your mind away from truth. Take your heart away from truth. We're starting at 9. Psalm 9:17 says, let's get it here. It says, the wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forgets God. It forgets God. This nation has forgotten God. Like I said, you know, even though everybody might not have been saved, but we had morals, we had values, we had principles that we stood on. We just didn't do anything and say anything and go anywhere. We honored the word of God. We honored the people of God, the men and women of God. Oh, my God. But today, oh, my God, with this new world order and trying to change God's order to man's order, look around, look around. Look how we've fallen. The nation has forgotten God. Here in Psalms chapter 2 and verse 1, it says, this is what's taking place right here. Now, we're supposed to be preaching the gospel and the good news and not really, you know, teaching about religion, but a relationship with Jesus Christ, not traditional man, but relationship with Jesus Christ. We're supposed to be honoring him. We're supposed to be a nation that's under God, not over his hand. But I, like I say, you know, with everything, you know, trying to get rid of all the Old Testament so people won't know truth, won't know the abominations of God, what he said is and what he called an abomination, you know, men with men and women with women and tattooing and piercing yourself up and all this stuff, you know, and not believing that it was Adam and Eve first, and oh my God, the devil just want to get rid of all that. And then, you know, the Bible tells us not to deal in witchcraft, and you know, and talking to the dead and soothsaying and all that stuff. See, the devil want to take you away from all that. Get rid of the Old Testament. And thou shalt not kill, and thou shalt not steal, and thou shalt not therefore witness, thou shalt not commit adultery. Oh, do away with all of that. Don't even read that. And just get rid of all that. And right here, this chapter right here, listen to this. It says in verse 1, it says, why do the heathens rage? The heathens? The ungodly, the sinners, the unrighteous. Why do they rage all in the uproar? And the people imagine vain things, you know, things that ain't no good for you. You know, it said the kings of the earth, set themselves. Did it say God? It said the kings of the earth set themselves. They doing it themselves. And the rulers taking counsel together. They all coming together, y'all. That's what we're seeing. Everything coming together. The Pope, the presidents, the governors, the mayors, the senators. Yeah. World leaders all coming together. Binding together. Trying to get out with you, God. Out with you, nation. Out with you. We don't want you in our nation, God. Out with you. We man want his own orders. Man want to change things in his own way. Want their own, want to do their own thing, just like Satan. Just want to take over. He won't take over heaven. They won't take over the earth. This word right here says so. It said the people, the kings of the earth are set themselves and the rulers taking counsel together. together. They coming together, counseling, you know, what they want to do, how they want to take over. It's against the Lord. It's plain as day. It's a what? Against the Lord and against his anointed. Who is this anointed? The Christians. The believers. They're coming against us. It said, let us break their bounds. Let us break their bands asunder. When you break a band, you separate it. You're breaking it. You pull it apart. You get rid of it. Out with you, God. Out with you. Out with your plans. Out with, you know, he said, I know the plans I have for you. Out with that, God. We want to make our own plans. Man want to make his own plans. Taking over everything. You want to rule. You want to rule over the one that made you. Now, how I always say, it just gets me to even think that somebody can think that you outsmart the one that made you. Outsmart your maker, the one who made you. You can outsmart the one that created you. Oh, but these men of the earth, they just like Satan. They working under his ruling. The Antichrist is working under your religious system. Yeah, out with you, God. We don't want you. We're going to break every band asunder and cast it away and cast away your cords. Cast away. Throw it off. Get rid of it. Speaking against God, speaking against his people, speaking against his laws and his rules and, you know, his abomination. Let's just get rid of all that. Out with that, Lord. We want to have a new world order. We want, in order to have something new, you got to throw out the old. Throw it out. They throwing it out. God, we don't want to hear you. You know, we don't want to do what you said do. We don't want to honor you. We don't want to worship you. We don't want to praise you. We don't even believe in you no more. Oh, my God. Terrible state that we're in. The Bible said everything going down but the word of God. You got to have a foundation. You got to have a solid foundation to stand on. But these leaders now and these so-called false prophets and teachers and preachers today, sold out. Sold out. Out with you, Lord. We don't want you. We don't want you in our nation. We don't want prayer. We don't want the commandments. We're going to do our own thing. We're going to forge our own. And anything you forge ain't real. This mess ain't real. Everything getting set up for the Antichrist. Antichrist, he's not God. It's the opposite of God. Opposite of the true living God. It's a man that wants to rule. A world ruler. I mean, everything being controlled will be controlled under one man. You're going to think he's the Messiah. You're going to think he is the one that comes save you. Oh my God. Everything getting set up, y'all, for the mark of the beast and the Antichrist to step. You know, everything is a step right in place for the Antichrist to step right in place and rule. And you'll think he come to save you. The devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy you. A war. Constant wars and battles in the earth. Every time you turn around, somebody killing one another, you know? Love a minute, wax and cold, children, disrespectful, you know, they don't obey the parents. They just doing their own thing, just a spirit of rebellion all over this nation. Oh, my God. It just upsets me to see all the changes that have taken place in God's house and in the nation, how we just stoop so low. Compromising everywhere. I mean, everybody compromising. Compromising. You know, secular everything. Secular means without God. Just brought in all this mess in God's house. It's your thing. Do whatever you want to do. No. It's not your thing to do whatever you want to do. No, what you need to do is deny you. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. Take the word of God up and follow the word of God. We got to get back to the scriptures, y'all. It's not about tradition of men. No, it's what you believe and in whom you believe is very important to survive. It is. It's very important for you to survive in a day and time like this. Yes, it is. I mean, you got churches on every corner, but everybody ain't preaching the gospel. You know, you got media. You know, everybody, the media telling you what they want you to, you know, a vision, you know, telling you what they want you to know. And half of that stuff they tell you ain't even true. You know, we got resources everywhere, computers, books, got resources everywhere. God, out with God, in with all your stuff. You know, man's making Bibles and books. And, oh, my God, it's just so much to talk about, y'all. It's so much to watch and pray for, y'all. This is your soul. Oh, my God. This nation, forsaken God, turned away. Bible says in Revelation 6 and 16. Let's see. Revelation 6 and 16. Let's go there. Right. Oh, my God. I think it's about maybe 2 o'clock in the morning right now. Lord, I thank you for your word. There's so much going on. Sometimes you just can't hold a rest. You know, I don't know about you, I just can't hold a rest. I see so much stuff going on in this wicked, evil world. And you just want to share Jesus. And you want to wake people up from their slumber, from their sleep. It's a run for your life. For your life. Just a minute, let's see. Like I tell you, ain't no preacher. Oh. And it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Trying to see here. Revelation 16. Oh, yeah. And 16. And it said, and he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue, Armageddon. Jesus coming, y'all. Yeah, he's coming. It's going to be a time like never before. It's going to be a time like never before. Six and 16. I read that one. Anyway, God is good and he's worthy to be praised. And I tell you, sometimes I just be sitting up and I tell you, and I say, Lord, there's just so much going on in this world. And I just want to, you know, just want to get the good news out, share his word before time. It's running out, y'all. It's running out. Time waiting for no man. Oh, my God. Let's go to Acts. In verse 20. And Acts was talking about Paul. You know how Paul went around establishing churches. You know, and that's what even men and women are supposed to be doing, establishing the house of God in order. But like I just read to you, a man want to take over. He don't want to be under God. He want to be over God. They don't want to abide by the rules and the laws that God has set for the believers. Oh, my God. It says right here in Acts 15 and 20, it says, but that we write unto them that they abstain from pollution of idols and from fornication and from things strange and from blood. And Moses of the old time had in every city them that preached him being read in the synagogue on every Sabbath. And then please it in the apostles and the elders with the whole church to set chosen men of their own company to Antioch, and Paul and Barnabas, namely Judas, surname Barnabas, and Silas, chief men among the brethren. And they wrote letters by them after the manner of the apostles and the elders and brethren, sending greetings unto the brethren which are in Gentiles in Antioch and Cephas and Caesarea. So I'm saying here that God wanted to use Paul to tear down all this mess that was brought in the church, brought in these cities. And God wanted to use these men of God to do the same thing. He wanted to use you to make a difference. But no, oh no, not today. Not today. These people want to do whatever they want to do. They want to go wherever they want to go. Say whatever they want to say. It's your thing. Do whatever you want to do. But no. Paul stood on the word of God. He kept the faith. We got to keep the faith. We got to stay in the race. You know, we gotta stick with God's word. We gotta stand on His promises. His promises is truth. His word is truth. We gotta get it in the word of God like never before. Study His word. You know, it'll be a lamp unto your feet. It'll be a light unto your path. We don't want to be like the five foolish. They had no oil on their lamp because they stopped reading, stopped praying. You stop having oil in your lamp when you stop praying and stop reading and stop seeking God. And when you don't obey His word, and that's what the enemy wants you to do, to get everything set up for the Antichrist. We just got through reading it. These men of the earth, these presidents and preachers and everybody that's connecting themselves, they breaking every bond. They just want to destroy the church and get everything set up for the Antichrist and the mark of the beast. So you won't be able to buy or sell except for you had a mark. Oh my God, I'm trying to warn y'all. We here at the Ready Church just want to warn you of what's taking place in this world today. They even got robots. They make robots to take over. I looked on one site. It showed robots getting ready to take over in the marketplace. They stocking stuff in the store. They cleaning the bathroom. I said, Lord, no, those people ain't going to have no job. You know, oh, my God, it's so much stuff. I mean, the devil's at work. Have y'all been paying attention to what's taking place around you? What's going on around us? Oh, my God. It's just so much. But, you know, like I was saying, Paul, he was a man of faith. And he, you know, he did what God told him to do. These preachers ain't doing what God told them to do. And the Bible said he was chosen. Paul was chosen. These people ain't being chosen. They called. Many called. Many. Many called, but few are chosen. You want to be a chosen one. You want to make a difference. Oh, I want to be a chosen vessel used by God. Paul, he did what God told him to do. He kept the faith. Oh, my God. I want you to get into the Word. Read your Word. We're going to start here at Acts chapter 16. Kind of sleeping, but nevertheless, Lord, help me. Touch my mind, Lord. Speak through my mind. Speak through my lips and pray. Trying to help somebody to be a believer. Won't you believe in Christ today? Won't you believe that he will save your soul? Won't you believe he'll make you whole? Believe the scripture. Don't even believe me, but believe the scripture. Believe the word of God. Get back in the word of God. We better run like never before. The word of God will prove itself. If you trust him, just trust Jesus. Just trust him. Just trust him. Oh, my God. It says in 16, in verse 16, and it came to pass as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us, which brought her master much gain by soothsaying. Now here it says there was a certain damsel. This was a young girl, a late young girl that was possessed with the spirit of divination, you know, witchcraft, you know, and which brought her master much gain, brought her master much money. And the same father, Paul, and us, and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which shows unto us the way of salvation. This young lady was mocking Paul. A man of God was mocking. She was mocking him and following him while he was preaching the word of God. And said, and she even said, and these men are the servants of the Most High. So the devil recognized who you are. And he know, he recognized a child of God. He said, because what? He's showing unto them the way of salvation. Paul was showing the people the way to salvation. And we here at the Red Church keep trying to show you the way to salvation is the word of God. Christ want to come in your heart. He want to live in your heart. Like I said, it's so small but so big that he can live inside of all of our hearts at the same time. What a mighty God. He made the heart. He made you. Nothing he can't do. All things are possible. If you just believe him, you just trust him. The word of God said in verse 18, it said, and this did she for many days. She followed Paul as he was ministering the word of God. They said she followed him for many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to that spirit that was in her, he said, look, I command thee in the name of Jesus to come out of her. And it came out the same hour. Oh, my God. Paul had ignored her, and she just kept following him and picking and, you know, and the devil recognized who he is, and he recognized what's on the inside of you, you know. So she kept picking, and he was grieved in his heart. The Bible said it grieved him, and he turned around and said to that spirit that was inside her, this young lady, he said, look, in the name of Jesus. Something about the name of Jesus. The devil, he can't stand the name of Jesus. You know, there's power in the name of Jesus. As I was saying, young man walking in the mall with just a shirt that said Jesus on it. People get mad. I'm telling you, they get upset with you when you just call that name. They'll let you know there's power in that name. Come on, trust him. Come on, trust him. Trust him. There's power. There's deliverance. There's healing. Everything you need is in that name. And this young lady recognized. She brought her, they say she brought to her master, the person, you know, her ruler, which is the devil. She brought much gainsay with her soothsaying. But Paul sat around and said, look, come out of her in the name of Jesus. And it didn't say it stayed in there. It said it came out the same hour. Oh, my God. I was looking at also a young boy today. A little boy looked like he about 10 years old, maybe. Got put out of school for having a shirt on, you know, that said, I think it said two genders or something like that. I'm telling you. Society, I'm telling you, oh, my God, the stuff, everything just changing. Put a little boy out of school for a shirt. And little boys, the other little kids were asking where you get a shirt from. You know, I'm telling you, but you can wear anything on your shirt today. You know, you can wear any other religion on your shirt, on your hat or whatever, and ain't nothing going to be said. But you said something about Jesus, something about that name, y'all. And it said, and when her master saw that the hope of their gain was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers, brought them unto her ruler, and brought them to the magistrate, saying, these men, being Jews, do exceedingly troubles our city. Oh, see, the devil get mad. Because, see, Paul was preaching and people were being delivered, saved, set free and delivered. And we here at the Red Church, we want you to know that there's power in the name of Jesus. He will save you. He will change your life. He will deliver you. You may be a drug addict. You may be a prostitute. You may be whatever, you know, you may be selling drugs, you may be a prostitute, you may be whatever you are. We here to register, letting you know that you're not too bad, that God can't reach you. You ain't so far gone, he can't reach you. And ain't nothing you ain't done that he won't forgive you for. Can't trust him. We here to register trying to help you. We're running out of time. Jesus is soon to come. Every day is getting closer and closer. The Bible said, and they brought them to the magistrate, saying, these men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city. So you bring a trouble now, because, look, we losing money. She's losing money because they end up preaching the gospel, you know, for free. Yes. And people being saved, set free, and delivered, the devil get mad. And the Bible said, and teaching customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. And the multitude rose up together against them. Well, they rose up against Paul. So y'all in here preaching Jesus, and he'll save you, he'll heal you, he'll deliver you. You causing some problems here. You know, we used to being in, you know, doing our own thing. We gaining money with ours. But saying, and the magistrate rent off their clothes. They ripped off their clothes and commanded to beat them. They started beating Paul and them for preaching the gospel. We will be beaten. We'll be hated for his name's sake. You know, when people talk against you, that's another form of beating. You know, it ain't always somebody hitting you. Sometimes that's the word they say, hitting you. And that's what they were doing. But they rent their clothes off and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailers to keep them safe. Who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fasten in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas, what did they do? They prayed and they sang praises unto God. You know, get thrown in jail or thrown in prison, they begin to pray. And praise God. Oh, my God, something about the name of Jesus, y'all. They didn't get upset. They didn't get to cussing and fussing and, you know, fussing and cussing the young girl out and even the people that was, you know, coming up against them because they were preaching Jesus and trying to warn them that Jesus was coming. I mean, that Jesus will save your soul, he will heal your body and make you whole. Oh, no. It said, and suddenly there was a great earthquake. While they were singing, there was a great earthquake so that the foundation of the prison was shaken. And immediately all the doors opened. What a mighty God we serve, y'all. So they was in there singing and praising God, and the doors flew open. And everyone's bands was loosened. Everyone. All of them. And the keeper of the prison awakened out of their sleep, seeing the prison doors open, and drew out their sword and would have killed themselves, supposing that the prisoner had fled. So even the prisoners, you know, so the doors flew open and they thought all the prisoners done ran out. So they was like, oh, Lord, we in trouble now. We might as well kill ourselves. But right here it said, and Paul cried with a loud voice saying to the guards, he said, look, do thyself no harm. He said, don't kill yourself. Don't kill yourself. We still here. He said, for we are all here. Ain't that something? So don't hurt yourself. We all here. God's been proving himself, y'all. He can open doors that no man can shut, and he can shut doors that no man can open. What a mighty God. It said, and then called for the light and singing in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas. These were the guards. They came falling and trembling and falling in front of Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, sir, what must I do to be saved? They recognized the power of God in these men. Was so strong. Oh, my God. See, they even opened up the prison doors. They know they didn't open it. They had the keys, but they didn't open it. They said, and they said, believe. And look, this is what Paul and Silas told us. And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and your house. What a mighty God. You get saved. Give life to the Lord. Read your word. Live by the word of God. And said, and save him and their house. Oh, yes. And they spoke to him and the word of the Lord and to all that were therein in his house. And he took them in the same hour of the night and washed with stripes and was baptized. And he all and his straightway. Went straightway. Oh, yes. They believe. Even the gods believe. Paul, he did a lot. I mean, he went from city to city sharing the good news. Said people were being healed, set free, and delivered. And that's what these men are supposed to be doing. They're supposed to be sharing the good news. The gospel of Jesus Christ. The men would be saved. Yeah. That's what the good news is all about. Sharing it. That Jesus will save your soul. Jesus will make you whole. That's what the good news is all about. And then when Paul, he went to preaching in Mars Hill. Let's go there. Paul preached in a lot of different cities because the Jews, they believed, but they didn't believe when it came to Paul talking about that Jesus was the Messiah. So they said, oh, no, we ain't going with that. But, you know, then you had all those ones that believed in all these different gods and stuff in these different cities, you know? Greek gods and, you know, and all these different gods. And it's just, this is the same way today in a lot of these other countries and stuff and over there in India and all these places. These people be worshiping other gods and stuff, you know? But we believe in the true and living God, only one that was from Nazareth, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He will save your soul. He will make you whole. Just try Jesus. Try Jesus. Well, we here at the Ready Church just wanted to share a little bit tonight, this morning. Like I said, it's after 2 o'clock in the morning. Just wanted to share a little bit with you and let you know that you was on my heart and that we here trying to break the bread of life. That somebody will get their life to the Lord before time is too late. There's so much going on. That sometimes he just get you up early in the morning, just want to talk to you. So he's talking to us this morning. Try Jesus. When you tried everything and everything else failed, try Jesus. He will heal your body. He will save your soul. He will make you whole on today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank and praise you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. We ask that your hand be upon us today. Continue to lead us and guide us, oh God. Help us to watch as well as to pray. God, we pray in the name of Jesus that people would draw closer to you, oh God, and seek your face, and that they would come to the back to the word of God, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for those that are suicidal, those that have lost loved ones on today. We pray for those families, oh God, of the young man that went over in the Chesapeake Bay. We pray for his children. We pray for family on today. We plead the blood of Jesus. We pray for those other families, God, that are dealing with a bereavement right now, God. We plead the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray for this sin-sick nation that have turned their hearts away from truth. We plead the blood of Jesus over everything that's not like you. We pray for our unsaved loved ones, our neighbors, and our friends, and even our enemies, those that hate us without a cause, God. We pray and lift them up in a special way, God. We see the sign of judgment, oh, God, all around about us, God. We pray that we will be that church, oh, God. That ready church, oh God, not that church that's trying to get ready, but that church that is ready, oh God, in the name of Jesus, without spot and without wrinkles in our lives. We just pray that you just continue to minister to us in a special way. In Jesus' name we pray. And the devil is defeated, God is exalted, the Holy Spirit is present, and Jesus Christ is still Lord. God bless you. Ready church. Be ready.